What's up, you guys, and welcome back to the Revolution of the Black Woman Will Be Televised podcast. I am one of your hosts, Danielle Bailey.
And I am your co-host, Tamika Rhines.
What's up, you guys, and welcome back.
Welcome back. I was really trying.
That's what made it so funny.
My eyes was closed and everything. So I went to church this morning,
okay,
and I was singing in the audience with the choir. Now I feel like I can sing,
okay,
and that this just proves to me that I still can't sing.
For season two, we gonna get us a jingle.
We need a jingle man.
We gonna get us somebody to sing it and harmonize it. We gonna get Tay and Kim to do it.
Tay and Kim.
Tay and Kim gonna do our welcome back.
We're not the singers in the group.
But what's up, y'all? Happy Sunday. Happy Mother's Day to everybody.
Happy Mother's Day.
Ooh, and it is a celebration for mothers, for women who desire to be mothers, or women who are stepping in the role of mothers and nurturing. Like, celebrate. We're going to celebrate every woman who desires to be celebrated today.
Absolutely. And I think that only that woman can define,
yes,
that. I know women who are stepmothers, who desire to have their own children eventually, and they desire motherhood celebration in a different way.
Yeah.
I know mothers who have had children who are now grown, who feel entitled to being celebrated,
mm-hmm,
but the children don't really see her in that light. They have a respect for her, but they don't really see her as, like, you know, what we hear some other women who speak of their mothers who are now,
yeah,
you know, older, maybe close to being elderly. And it's a reverence, and it's a respect, and it's, I appreciate all that you sacrificed and the love that you give me,
right,
and all of that. So it's so big.
Yeah.
It varies quite a bit. I feel like motherhood is a continuum of so many levels.
Right, right. And I think that you never reach an end until you die.
Yeah.
Like, I think that a lot of people, like, oh, one, let me get them to 18. And then, you know, once they turn,
right,
18, they out my house. They may
never
just be out your house, but they still
never out of your heart.
Never out of your heart. Like, they're still yours or whatever. And so, like, I think that, you know, that we just wanted to really and truly celebrate that today.
I can so agree with what you said. While you were saying it made me think of my late grandmother, who was 99 and still called my daddy, who,
yeah,
was 60 when he got off of work at 3 o'clock, still made sure he made it home.
Yeah.
You know, at 99, calling her son. So I like it when you said they're maybe out of your house at 18, but they're definitely not out of your heart.
Right.
Not,
right,
out of your spirit. You still carry them.
Yeah. And, like, that's why I just said the only way that they'll stop is when you're dead and gone.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And then now the child begins to mourn the loss.
Oh, yeah.
And then they begin to have a deeper appreciation of you as a person or,
yeah,
whatever. So, like, yeah. And so we want to celebrate that, but we also want to make sure we're holding space,
yeah,
for our sisters and brothers who moms are no longer with us,
yeah,
and who have transitioned. And so we want you guys to know that we're holding space for you, because we ourselves have friends,
yeah,
who moms have transitioned, and we just want to shout out Mama P. You
Mama
know what I'm saying?
P.
Like, yo, like,
ooh, the classic. The classic Mama P.
Yeah.
A jewel of a woman.
Absolutely.
A jewel.
Absolutely.
And I didn't know her all of my days like our friend Kim did, but, mm-hmm, the few years that I did get to know her, a jewel of a woman, just in her presence.
Yeah.
She didn't,
yeah,
even have to speak, but when she did,
yes,
a woman, it was times 10.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, love her, the realness, the authenticity,
oh, yeah,
the authenticity of her being a pastor, but in, I mean, her being a first lady and a,
yeah,
pastor, but still being true to who she is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Absolutely love that about her. And Mama Aura.
Aura
Lee. Lord have mercy. Like, I
met Aura Lee at Northwestern.
So that is our friend's Shaquita, that's her mom. And like, I absolutely loved her when I moved up to Shreveport. Mm-hmm. And she used to tell Quita to really invite me over to their house and stuff like that. And so she, it was like for Sundays, I would go over for Sunday dinner.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. And I'll never forget, my water ended up getting cut off at Shreveport, right? And I had forgot, like, I didn't, that's when I first bought my house or whatever. And so, you know, like, I didn't know that you were supposed to turn the water on in your name. Mm-hmm. The water was already on when I got there. So I was rocking with it for over a year. Oh. It was in, and so the people came and cut the water off after a year. And so I'm like, they was like, you didn't transfer it in your name. I was like, no, I ain't never done that before. And so I called Queen and I was like, look, I need to take a shower. And so she was like, okay, mama at the house, going over there. When I said that woman talked about me from the time I hit that door to I left, take your funky ass back there and take a shower. With your little funky self.
She was a true virgin. Just a few times I was able to interact with her by way of Northwestern or, you know, going to see Quita. Another authentic woman. Mm-hmm. Like when I think about it, when I reflect on women, those who are just so authentic that people say, oh, she just crazy.
Yeah.
You know, because what I'm going to say is what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
I'm not going to fix it, coat it, cover it, put icing on it. What I'm going to say is true to exactly how I feel it. And that's what now in my season of healing and growing is what I aspire to get to.
Yeah. So, like, I absolutely, like, my mom had came down one time, and we had went over to Quita's family house, and, like, they invited, welcome us both in.
Oh, yeah.
And so, like, my mom was in the kitchen with her, because she was frying some chicken, she was frying leg quarters, and my mom was like, I got to see her fry these leg quarters, and so she was like, Mom, how you frying them leg quarters? And it was just, so, like, those are, you know, two women that we know personally, like, our friends, our direct friends that are impacted. And we want to acknowledge your mom.
Absolutely. We want to hold space for you guys. We want to say we are sitting with you.
Yes.
Let me turn my Tabitha Brown voice. Hello there.
Come on.
We are sitting with you. We hurt with you.
Yeah.
Which brings out the service in our friend circle. Like, what can we do to support in those times where it's hot and heavy, where you got to put together a program and a funeral and feed people, it brings out the best of our friend circle, which is service. They put us down for the repast. We're going to serve everybody. And they can come around twice. We're going to stay here. We will serve the family until everybody is gone.
And we'll clean up.
And we'll clean up. And we'll cry.
Yep.
And we'll turn on a little music.
Come on.
Somebody's got a little liquor.
Come on. We gonna dance with y'all.
Yes.
We gonna be the entertainment.
And when the grief comes up a month later, we'll hold space for you.
We'll hold space. Like for Quita's mom funeral, because I know you were sick and you couldn't make it.
Yeah.
But when I tell you, we literally was like the entertainment sister circle was in our cafeteria gear. Like, we really was, like, it was to the point to where, like, we really dancing behind, trying to serve the food. And so, like, it brought, I remember Charmaine was like, y'all are funny. Like, y'all really did lighten the mood and, you know what I'm saying, like, just make us laugh or whatever. And it really was a good time or whatever. It ended up
I believe that. I just think that it's important to acknowledge.
Yeah.
I know that social media, I don't know about mainstream media, I don't watch a lot of TV. Mm-hmm. Back when I did, everything was for the mother.
Yeah.
You know, and then you also see, without it being on social media or TV, you see the graveyard is full of flowers.
Yeah.
But now I see social media, which it's going into the mental health awareness, you know, healing and all that stuff that's trending now, is saying, let's hold space for people who are mourning, for people who have lost their mothers, for people who, like you said in the beginning, who desire a relationship or they have an unhealthy relationship with their living mother. So they're, if they're aware or going through any kind of inner child healing work, they're grieving a living parent. And that Mother's Day is not easy for them. It may not be as bad as those who physically don't have their mother and they had a relationship with their mother, but it's definitely necessary to hold a space for that too.
Absolutely. Like, that's why I was wanting to make sure, like, we just let y'all know we are holding space today for everyone, and we wanted to acknowledge, because I feel like sometimes people are, especially like when you talk about the women who have mothers, the people who have mothers who are not the best moms, and you hear often, you should respect her, or you should be, you know, you should be grateful that your mama's still here, and all this and that, like, and it's just like, but no, like,
it's the gratitude shaming that makes people quiet about where they really are. Gratitude shaming also is I feel like it pushes traditionalism, which can be bullying. You cannot make yourself feel any kind of way that you don't.
Yeah.
You can act like it for the sake of everybody gathering together.
Right.
Everybody at the house, everybody bringing gifts. You can pretend and put on the role, but only you know how you feel. But because there's not been a safe space for somebody to say, I do respect my mom and I do love her for bringing me into this world, but she's not a person that's been healthy for me in my life.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you got people who were adopted, you know, they have, they carry that, you know, she gave me up. And if they don't know the story, or if they don't accept the story, whatever mama says, you know, I gave you up so you would have a better life. I was 10, whatever their story is, you know, it's so vast.
Yeah.
It's so vast.
Yeah. And it's not black and white. And I just want us to like, that's what we're here for, to say that it's not black and white.
Yeah.
And your reasoning for whatever you have, whatever type of relationship you have with your mom, whatever reasoning that you have, it's okay. And it's okay. Valid.
It's absolutely valid, because it's invalidated by those statements that you just mentioned. You only get one mama. I wish I still had my mama.
Right.
You should appreciate that. You know, it's telling you how you're supposed to feel versus holding space in. However you feel right now today about this holiday is okay. I don't know your story. I really don't have to know your story.
Absolutely.
I want to support you where you are.
Absolutely. And so, like, that's kind of like just what we want to do today. Like, hold space for you. Let you know that we really are here. Because even with our dynamics, we have different moms.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. So, like, you know, it's okay. Wherever you are at, it's okay. And we want you to know that we love you.
We celebrate you.
We celebrate you. We honor you. Like, I am excited, whether you're a first-time mom, you know, this is your first Mother's Day, or either you got two, three, four kids, it's you, or whether you're the woman like me who desires to be a mom, we celebrate you too.
Yeah.
Like, we recognize you too as well, in the aunties and the people who...
The village.
Right. We celebrate y'all too. You know, the neighborhood grandma, that ain't nobody real biological grandma, but she everybody grandma.
Right. There's a lot of women who feel the role.
Yeah.
I can say for me, going through different life milestones and having that void but not knowing what to call it.
Yeah.
And then reflecting and seeing that God strategically put women in my life at really critical times, and I salute them.
Yeah.
I reach back out to them. I send them random text messages saying, thank you for loving me. Mm-hmm. I remember when I was 16 and this is where I was at in life, and my daddy just, he was a man.
Yeah, best we can do. Man, he did, is super saved.
Right. He did the best he could do, but there's only so much that he could do as a man.
Absolutely.
You know, so there was a lot of women in my life who stepped in, maybe not even knowing that they stepped in, maybe just felt led to be whatever I needed to be, whatever I needed them to be at that time.
Yeah.
So when you said aunties and neighborhood and the village, that's so true.
Right.
They very much so deserve honor.
Yes. I'm excited about it and stuff like that. So y'all have, make sure y'all honor the everybody. Say happy Mother's Day to everybody. Enjoy your day, no matter where you're at. Try your best to enjoy your day today.
Yeah.
You know, I know that a lot of people are heavy this morning.
Yeah.
You know, you're waking up heavy because of, you know, for whatever reason that you, that we talked about earlier. But I do want to say this, acknowledge your feelings, you know.
But don't let them drive.
Yeah, don't let them drive. Cry if you have to.
Yeah.
You know, even if, like, I know I tell some of my clients, for Mother's Day, or, you know, days when loved ones have passed away, still honor them at the table.
Yeah.
You know, set a place for them. Tell stories about them. I think I can't stress this enough. Telling stories about loved ones who have passed on.
Yeah.
You know, I think that that's super important, because that's how the generations ahead of us that are coming, that are being born now, that's how they know who they people are, if you want right. to say it like that. I feel like we are doing a disservice sometimes when we no longer talk about them.
Right.
You know, because then our family tree starts to stop, because nobody know who Big Mama was. You know, nobody know who this person was and stuff, because we stopped talking about them. But talk about them. Grieve together with your family too.
Stop grieving together. Yeah.
Stop grieving in isolation, just you by yourself. No, grieve with your family. Y'all talk, y'all laugh, y'all love on each other. This is the day to love on each other, not be by yourself if you can help it.
I love that. We also want to celebrate
yeah.
our final episode.
Yes, it is.
Of season one.
Yes.
Of the revolution.
Yes.
Of the Black Woman Will Be Televised podcast.
What?
You know, I was in episode 8 before I realized this is really real.
Yeah. Not episode 8, daughter.
This is really real. This is really, really happening.
Yeah.
You're coming to the end of it.
Yeah.
Still trying to grasp how it's, for me, it's huge. Mm-hmm. How huge it is. We may have with 20 listeners, but yeah. for me, it's huge. Shout yeah. out to the people who have faithfully listened,
yeah.
who have sent feedback,
right.
Who plan to catch up,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
who have done social media shout outs, screenshot shout outs, quotes.
Uh-huh. Yes.
It has really filled us.
Yeah, it really has. And we're like so thankful for like you guys, as well as a like y'all are our community and
absolutely
stuff. Because it also not like what y'all sharing with us, it also makes us feel like, let us know we're not alone in some of this
we're
stuff.
Not the only ones.
Like we just come and we just speak it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, y'all kind of validate it, because y'all are like, yo, I'm going through the same thing, or I've experienced this and stuff like that. So like, we really and truly appreciate y'all for listening, for rocking with us, for dealing with the sound. That in itself. Okay. Like, I want to say this, what it was when we did I'm Not a Mommy Now What, I had started listening to that, and I never finished it. And it's not because, you know, it was emotional, because I was mad at myself for the sound.
But we're not sound engineers.
I know, but I was like, I can't even, like, I was like, I feel like I did this podcast a disservice, like, because of the sound. And so I was just like, bruh. And so I still haven't listened through it or whatever. So I want to actually send that off to somebody to see if they can kind of, like, fix it or whatever.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, I just feel like for me, like coming back, when we come back with when we come back with season 2, like the sound, like really getting with somebody for sound and stuff like that. So that way you can really hear.
And quality.
Quality.
That's what I hear you saying. You want it to be a good quality.
Yeah, I want it to be a good quality, because like I feel like y'all deserve good quality, and we deserve to have a good quality podcast put out.
It's been wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you, Danielle Bailey, founder,
come on.
Owner,
come on.
Operator of
yes.
Freedom Studios, Freedom Therapy Studios, Freedom Therapy Creative Studios. Let me
yes.
get that right.
Come on.
Freedom Therapy Center, the brand of the Revolution of the Black Woman Will Be Televised, for giving me an opportunity
Aww.
To share my thoughts with my anxiety, to share bits and pieces of what life has taught me
yeah.
as a clinician, as a person, as a Black woman, as yeah. a woman, as a mama, as a single mama, you know, right. having to revisit some things that are maybe, I became a mama almost 12 years ago, but going back to those moments in my heart and my mind, going back to my dark places and how I was delivered, really did some good things for me. It propelled
yeah.
my growth. You know, when we're kind of 2 or 3 years, 10 years on this journey, some of the beginning parts we don't lose sight of, but it's not in the forefront because we're not there anymore.
Right.
But being able to go back and share with people who may be where I was a year ago, or who may be in a similar situation or a similar thought process or depressive episode, or, you know, drinking, you know, whatever their case is, that they heard something that resonated. Mm-hmm. I appreciate being able to just have a space to say it. I never thought that I would say some of the things that I've been through on a platform like this.
You know,
with my small friend group. Yeah, of course. You know, say it freely.
Right.
But in a platform where it could reach listeners as far as in California, you know, I never saw that for myself. So I am so grateful for your vision.
Yeah.
Miss Danielle Bailey, the visionary, founder, owner, operator of Freedom Therapy Creative Studios.
Thank you. And thank you for riding with me. Like, I just want to say this. Like, y'all have to get you a rider, okay? Where you can be like, yo, look, I'm thinking about, I want to do this. I want to do this. I want you to be a part of this. I want you to be like, and I'm appreciative for you joining this. And you doing it afraid, anxious, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know that this was a stretch for you to do something like this or whatever. And so you came right on. And so thank you.
I believe in it. I believe in this.
And thank you for believing in the vision.
Yeah.
Like, I think that, like, as a person that has visionary, that's a visionary, like, sometimes you need other people to believe in your vision too or whatever. Yeah. Because, like, I remember who that was. I think that was Teresa. Shout out to Teresa.
Hometown proud.
Come on.
Hometown proud.
Like, shout out to Teresa. She had, like, and I want to say this. Teresa is a white woman, okay? I want to say this to everybody that is listening to this. Teresa is a white woman that also believes in the vision.
Rocking the brand. You hear me?
Rocking the brand and buying from the brand. Like real life. I remember, when I posted about I want to do $15,000, right?
Yeah.
And so she came on. She was like, well, so how many shirts is that you need to sell? Because I was thinking, I was like, when I posted, I want to come up, Lord, I need a quick lick, $15,000, you know what I'm saying? So I put that on Facebook. And so as I'm driving, going somewhere, and it clicked to me, it was like, you sell t-shirts.
Yeah.
So you do all this other kind of stuff. So it was like, how many t-shirts would you need to sell to make $15,000? And so I'm like, okay. So then I do the calculation. I need to sell 600. And so she comes on, like, as I'm thinking this, she comes on the post and says, well, how many shirts do you need to sell for that?
Wow.
And so I just remember, like, texting, Facebooking her. So then she Facebooked me. She messaged me. And so she started, you know, telling me about why she said how many shirts that is, because, you know, her business consultant person who she works with, he deals with her in numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, she began to, like, yo, she just really began to break some stuff down to me. And I was like, thank you, because what you did on that post was confirm that I could, that I was in the right way of thinking.
Yeah.
That I could, you know what I'm saying, make the $15,000. I can sell the t-shirts.
Yeah.
And not only did she not just, I was like, so I said, I don't know if you, thank you for allowing God to use you or whatever in that way. And so she was like, yeah, he'll come through every time, you know? And so, but not only did she, you know what I'm saying, like, believe in the vision, and she gave me feedback, and from her standpoint and what she got, she gave me that, you know, really about breaking the numbers down and doing it. She also bought into the vision too,
yes,
as well.
Yes, angels in the earth.
Right.
Angels in the earth.
You know, so she bought 10 shirts.
Wow.
10 healing shirts. Like, I just finished pressing them the other day, yesterday. Was it yesterday? Yeah, I just finished pressing them yesterday. So she bought into the vision. So, like, that right there, just different people. And then the other people, like this girl on YouTube that I don't even know, she was like, I had posted a video on YouTube. She was like, well, how many times? She was like, well, let me go buy it. What link is so I can go buy my shirts? And so she bought 2 shirts and stuff like that. So it was just like that right there in itself. Like,
it's confirming.
It is.
It's got to be confirming, encouraging. I don't know what it is to be a business owner.
Yeah.
I clock in every day. And I honestly, I am dependent on that.
Yeah.
So I know it is a walk of faith to be
is.
A business owner. I don't know it by doing it. I know it by being a witness to your walk what is it? It's been since 2017.
Yeah, since 2017.
Since 2017. And I've seen you have highs. I've seen you have lows. I've seen you have questions. I've seen you consider clocking in again.
Yeah.
Like, and it's amazing to me and it's inspiring to me. Not that I want to be a business owner, but to see the level of faith that it takes,
yeah.
the level of community that it takes, the way that God truly does send angels,
yeah.
unexpected angels, as she showed you in the she original did. Vision,
yeah.
that there would be angels, some you know, some you don't know, that would support the vision that he gave you.
Right, right. And even the vision of it being the revolution of the black woman. A lot of people have turned off because it's just... when I say black women or mm-hmm. black woman, and they like, oh no, you shouldn't do that, or you shouldn't, like, and it's like some people have just been turned off. Even black women have been like, you know, oh well, you shouldn't do that. But then it's like you're even my brother say, you're targeting one person, you're targeting one people, like you need to target everybody. What about black men? What about black, you know, like other black people? And I'm just like,
yeah,
but that's not what was given to me.
Right. It was given to me, and yeah. I can only operate in what was given to me. However, even though it's the revolution of the black woman, I know that with including Teresa and other white women who listen faithfully,
yeah.
who give feedback faithfully, who rocked with us through the tough episodes that went into racism,
absolutely.
That went into the black woman being in the workplace, that created, that episode by itself created a lot of conversations.
Absolutely.
Some we may never know, we may never hear, but I truly think that when we took that sigh,
yeah.
that we didn't, neither one of us knew was feeling the weight of that kind of content,
right.
that it was set forth to do what it was supposed to do.
Right, absolutely. Like, so... the brand is for everybody who has a heart to listen.
Yes. Let he who have an ear hear. Come on, Bible.
Come on. Like, so, you know, like, so, like, it's just that, like, it's just people who are on this healing journey. It's a healing brand.
It's a healing brand.
Like, that's what I just.
When I think that's why I believe in it.
Right. Like,
I knew I believed in it from the beginning, but. That just really, what you just said, really sat with me and gave me goosebumps. It's the fact that it's a brand that promotes healing and mental health and wellness.
Absolutely. Like, so, like, that's what it, I came up with that when I was trying to figure out what it is that I'm trying to do, what it is that I'm trying to promote. It just came to me. It's a healing brand.
That's it.
That's all it is.
How could that not be kingdom?
And how can not people not register with what we're saying? Take away when we talk about black women, take that away. Everything that we said pertains to a lot of people who are on this healing journey.
Yeah.
And you can listen. If you listen and you hear, like, you can apply some of this stuff. We talked about moms today.
Yeah.
Everybody done lost the moms. A lot of people done lost moms. If you haven't lost them, you might lose them.
Yeah.
You know? So, like, it's just, I just think that it's a healing brand.
And we just thank y'all.
Yeah.
Thank y'all for rocking. Thank you for the feedback. Thank you for sitting with us
yeah.
in tough episodes. You
Absolutely.
Know, even if I've got feedback that I got to take it in little bits. And that's okay.
Absolutely.
That's okay. I've had some episodes I've listened to it one time. It was great. I've had some episodes I'm still listening to over and over again.
Yeah.
You know, I have one that's my favorite. You know, it has grown.
Yeah, it has.
And it is growing.
Yeah, it is growing. So, like, I'm excited about season 2. And when season 2 come out, season 2 is going to be, like, thinking about it is, like, I want us to have a few guests.
Yeah.
So we'll bring some people on. And we want us to talk about the whole body moving into season 2. Let's talk about the whole body. Let's talk about fitness. And how, you know, how that plays and stuff into our emotions and mental health too,
yeah.
as well. So, like, body positivity and all this other kind of stuff. So, like, we really coming when season 2 come, I'm excited about season 2.
I've already got some journal jot downs for season 2 too.
You do?
Yeah, I'm excited. This has been a wonderful experience.
It has.
A wonderful experience.
Mm-hmm. So, anything else you want to say? Any final comments?
I'm just grateful.
Yeah.
I'm grateful to have been chosen to be a part of this vision.
Mm-hmm.
Grateful for the opportunity to support it. Thank you for trusting me with your vulnerability. I know
yeah.
that this is your baby.
Mm-hmm.
You are the mother of this brand.
Yeah.
You have birthed this business.
Yeah.
You have birthed this brand. Mm-hmm. You are raising it.
Yeah.
You are nurturing it. You are a mother this brand.
Right. Child, yeah. It's like a mother. Yeah, it is a child. Yeah. Look at this morning. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But I want to shout out. I just want to say this. Y'all, in the comment section, okay? When y'all, before we end off, right? I really, if you want to, it's great that you guys send us the feedback and stuff like that. But we really also need y'all to write the feedback and the reviews on whatever platform you're listening to as well, because that helps us out too with ratings. Rate the podcast, you know, leave a review there, because I think that is so important for the brand to grow and to get out and stuff like that. So if y'all can, please leave a review there. And also in the review section, what I really need y'all to do is I really need y'all to write Chief Tamika Rice. Oh. I need y'all to
Don't do that.
What I need y'all to do, because my friend is going to be chief one day, okay?
Don't do that.
We need to speak this thing into existence. We need the people, our support system, to go ahead and help us manifest that, because I'm telling y'all right now, my friend is going to be the chief, okay? And that's point blank period. And y'all, she has a little time where she don't want necessarily accept it a little bit, but we're going to speak that thing in us. So if y'all can, please, in the comment section,
girl,
write Chief Tamika M. Rhines. Please. That's R-H-I-N-E-S.
I'm not even going to fight that.
Please,
I'm not
going to fight that. Oh, that y'all will make my day if y'all write Chief Tamika Rhines.
I'm just going to go. I don't even have the words. I appreciate the people who believe in the gifts and the talents that have been placed in me by the kingdom.
Yes.
Even when I can't see it.
Absolutely.
And that's exactly where I'm at right now. I want to see it. I can't see it. I'm scared to see it. And this is where it's important to have community and village who push the best out of you.
Absolutely.
I appreciate that.
Absolutely. So Chief Tamika Rhines. And I also want y'all to put $1 million year.
$1 million year. Hashtag season.
Hashtag $1 million year. Because I still need to see that too, child. Because I don't see.
Y'all, we don't know how he going to do it. We just believe.
Come on. So, nonetheless, thank y'all so much for rocking with us. This is our official last recording for season 1. Thank you guys so much. We love you guys. And Tamika.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. Love y'all. See y'all for season 2. All right. Bye. All right, y'all. Real quick, I wanted to say this. Jump back on and say this. If you are looking to support and wanting to buy a t-shirt, please head on over to therevolutionoftheblackwoman.com and pick up all of your t-shirts, okay? Again, y'all know that I am trying to sell 600 t-shirts to make $15,000, and I have sold, I want to say about like, I feel like 17, so you got a little more room to go, all right? So nonetheless, y'all head on over there to therevolutionoftheblackwoman.com. I will put the website in the description box too as well. Thank y'all. Bye.